Somehow the brakes bite, the tires grip, and I find the strength to force her round right, then left. We're bombing up the hill again now. As we come to the top, I can see people out of the corner of my eye going bananas. The checkered flag is within touching distance. I soar across the line and lift my visor. I have to hear the crowds. They're cheering. They're jumping. They're having a party, all in my name. I've never heard anything like it. I'm not one who really likes the crowds or the fuss, but this must be what it's like for Mick Jagger or Paul McCartney or one of those boys when they go on stage. Thousands and thousands of people screaming for you, showing their love. It never happens to me. It never happens to any racer. But then, what I've just done has never happened before. The second the race finishes, I'm done. I'm not seeing anything. My visor's open, but it's steamed up. My head's full of tears. I'm numb. I'm spent. I pull up before I get to the pits, and I'm vaguely aware of Christian slapping me on one side and John patting me on the other. I'm really not in control of anything. I've won the race, but I can't find any happiness in it. There's no celebration to be had today, for one simple reason. Tomorrow, I bury my father. Death is a familiar foe to road racers.